From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome to the program In the Savior's Name. I'm delighted to have your company this morning and I trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster. He's bringing the Lord's message and also letting us hear another excerpt from the testimony of Mrs. Pat Johnson. But before all that, let's hear these words in song.
Shades of night till Jesus came to me, and with the sunlight of his blood did all my darkness flee. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within. Soon I shall see him as he is, the light that came to me. Behold the brightness of his face throughout eternity. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his glory.
During this month, we are featuring the testimony of Mrs. Pat Johnson. Let me just remind you that she's the wife of Pastor Bertie Johnson, and we're going to play another extract from her testimony. She'll be telling us of her home, the religious atmosphere that there prevailed. We will also be continuing our Bible study in the best-known words in all the Bible. I'm referring to what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer. That's in Matthew chapter 6, and we're studying at the verse 9. So have your Bible to hand and follow us as we seek to expound these well-known words, but sad to say, little understood words. Now, we'll be coming to that in just a moment. First of all, let's have Pat Johnson tell us a little more of her testimony.
Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. He doesn't look to your religion this evening. No matter who you are in this meeting, you know the Lord loves you and He welcomes you here. And this is an open door. The gospel is for the whosoever. And how grateful I am for that, that it wasn't a stipulation put in that, and perhaps I would have been left out. The gospel is for the whosoever. Well, I was born in a home in County Fermanagh, the other side of Enniskillen. And you know, I would be a liar this evening if I stood on this platform and told you that I came from a bad home. I had evil parents. I had parents who were bad example, who didn't teach us or do the things that other parents do for them. I would be wrong. I must begin to tell you that I was born into a home where there was a lot of love shown, where I had wonderful parents. I can stand this evening and only give praise to them for their upbringing and for their care taken of us and for their teaching to us as children. I would have considered myself a very religious person. In the home, this was where most of the good teaching was. We had prayers every evening. Around 6:30 in the evening, my mother would call us from rooms or playing or wherever we were. And of course, as it got on, we didn't need called. We knew the time to come. And we gathered in front of the fireplace where there was a statue of Our Lady, Mary. And we looked at the statue and my mother lit the candle on either side of it. And we would take our rosary beads and face that statue and say the rosary.
Listen out for the address at the end of the program. and you can place an order for the free testimony tape of Mrs. Pat Johnson. Perhaps there's someone out there, and they'd like very much to send for the tape, but there's one little niggling worry, and that is that if you contact us, give us your address or telephone number, then you're going to be pestered. Please, let me assure you that we will entirely respect your privacy. If you ask for a tape you will get, and we will not contact you again until such times as you contact us. I give you my solemn word on that matter. Oh, we are anxious for you to hear the tape, and we ask you, therefore, to take this assurance from us as sincere, and contact us about the tape, and we'll gladly send it to you. They'll come to you, as we have said, with our prayer, but you will not hear from us again except you contact us. Now we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 6, where we want to take up again our study of what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer. Now it's not rightly the Lord's Prayer. It's commonly called that, but in actual fact it's a prayer that disciples pray. The Savior would never pray it of himself, because there's a confession of sin in this prayer. And the Lord Jesus Christ was the sinless, spotless, crimeless, harmless Son of God, who never needed to confess sin. If you want to read the Lord's Prayer, then read John chapter 17, and there you will see him in prayer before his heavenly Father. But turning to Matthew chapter 6, the verse 9, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven." Let's just stop right there now and think of these opening words. Remember, this is how the Savior would have us to pray. "After this manner therefore pray ye." Here is how we pray. We don't pray if we don't pray in this manner. Whatever we might call our religious utterances, it will not be praying, as far as God is concerned, unless we are praying in this manner. Now let's therefore look at the very beginning of this prayer. If we don't get it right at the beginning, well, we're going to be wrong from then on. Our Father. Our Father. The qualification that is required of anyone who would address God is that they know him as their Father. The only one who can speak to God in prayer is one who knows him as their Father. All of us stand in a relationship of one form or other to God. All men are related to God, but many make the mistake that the relationship they have with God is that of a child, that of a son, that of a daughter. But all men are not sons of God. All mankind is not made up of the children of God. And I will simply show you that the Lord Jesus made that clear. I'm reading from John chapter 8 and the verse 44. The Savior says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Oh, you say, but those were wicked men to whom he was speaking. Let me tell you, that's indeed true. They were wicked men, but they were also religious men. They were men of leadership in the church in the day of Christ. They would have been looked upon, had you or I been there, they would have been looked upon by us as the leading religious individuals of the day. They held the highest offices, the highest positions in the church. They didn't consider themselves to be wicked men outside the pale of religion. They said in verse 33 of John chapter 8, we be Abraham's seed. We're descendants of Abraham. We're the offspring of Abraham, the father of the faithful. And yet Christ said, ye are of your father the devil. Oh, listen, men and women, and listen to me closely. Not every individual is a child of God. And if we are going to pray as Christ would have us pray, we have got to start off by saying, our Father. But we can't say that unless we have indeed this special relationship to God. Now, I said that all men do have a relationship, and that is right. He is the creator of all men. He is the judge of all men. But he is the father of only son. He is the father of only son. Now, this relationship that we're speaking of is a relationship that is the result of birth. The one that you call father, you do so as a result of birth. I am born into a relationship with my mother and my father, just as you were. Well, I have got to be born into a relationship with God before I can call him father. Before I can call him father. You see, as we are told in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm just turning it up here in my Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, if you hear the rustling, you'll know what it is. It's me just turning over the pages of the Bible. Ephesians 2, Paul is writing to those who are Christians. And he says to them in the verse 2, wherein time past, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. The children of wrath. We weren't by nature those who held a relationship with God so that his mercy and his love and his grace rested upon us. We were children of wrath. We were those upon whom God's judgment rested. And if we're going to know God as our Father, we have got to be born into his family. That's why Jesus said, except ye be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. The new birth, men and women, that's what's needed. Tune in again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.